Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Welcome in to the Wednesday, July 25th Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Boy, it's almost the end of July, the first part of August. That means football is just around the corner. August 24th is the kickoff date for Idaho football, and we have seven games scheduled for you on August 24th right here at idahosports.com. Go to our website, check the schedules. I can't wait for football to begin. Let's dive into the podcast today. A full contact youth football camp is coming to Caldwell July 31st through August 2nd for youth in grades 3 through 6. The 2012 full contact football camp will have plenty of top-notch coaches on hand. Players like Caldwell's own Cody Pickett, former Husky quarterback and 49er quarterback, running back Brock Forsey, a former Boise State Bronco and Chicago Bear, and former BSU and San Diego Charger defensive back Quinton Jones, just to name a few players. Fruitland's Dalton Blackwell has signed to play baseball at Lewis and Clark State College. He will be joined by his brother Kyle, who played for Western Oregon last season. And this is up north. The District 1 North Idaho Officials Association will hold its preseason mandatory football officiating rules meeting Tuesday, August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Coeur d'Alene High Commons. All football officials planning to officiate at the high school level this season are required to attend. New officials are also invited. More information, contact the District 1 Commissioner Roger Stewart at 659-4773. Boise State once again was picked by the media as the overwhelming favorite to win the Mountain West Conference title. Journalists who cover the league gave the Broncos 27 out of possible 30 votes for first place. The media poll projects Nevada to finish second, followed by Fresno State, Wyoming, San Diego State, Air Force, Hawaii, Colorado State, UNLV, and New Mexico. Coeur d'Alene High School coaches and players will provide instruction at a football camp for grades 5 through 8, July 30th through August 1st at Coeur d'Alene High School. Cost is only $50. And for more information on this, contact Coeur d'Alene High School coach Sean Amos. This from the Press Tribune. The Nampa Chiefs advanced in the American Legion Area B West Division Tournament with a 12-2 win over the Valley View Titans in 8 innings Tuesday. Nampa will play the winner of Tuesday's late game between Treasure Valley and Middleton at 7 p.m. today at TVCC. And Nate Scroggins and Andrew Lopez each had 3 hits for the Caldwell Silver Streaks, who eliminated Meridian with a 14-10 win in the Area B West Division District AA American Legion Tournament at TVCC yesterday night. This from the Idaho Statesman. Eagle native Derek Schumann agreed to terms with the New Orleans Saints on Tuesday. Schumann, a 6'2", 223-pound product of Boise State, was a 7th-round pick by the Buffalo Bills in 2007. And Hannah Byerly, a 6'1", forward out of Valley View High School, recently signed a letter of intent to play for Lewis and Clark State's women's basketball team. So congrats to Hannah for that. And this from the Magic Valley Times News. 2 scholarship offers are on the table, and more could be on the way for Minico's senior-to-be Brett Thompson, the Magic Valley's top prospect for the 2012 football season. Thompson is a 6'5", 315-pound offensive tackle with the physical tools to be a major college football player. So far, University of Idaho and Idaho State have offered scholarships. You can read the entire article at the Magic Valley Times News. That'll wrap it up for today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, every podcast is posted by 11 a.m. right here at idahosports.com. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear it. Just shoot me an email, jeff@idahosports.com. That's jeff@idahosports.com. I have some more coaches lined up for interviews next week. Those are always a lot of fun for me to do, and I hope you enjoy them as well. Don't forget our poll question, still on the site at idahosports.com. Our poll question is, will Coeur d'Alene three-peat as 5A champs this year? So far, the votes are even, 50-50. Some say yes, some say no. So go ahead and vote on the poll question. Will Coeur d'Alene three-peat as a 5A state champion in Idaho? Have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk with you Thursday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on idahosports.com.